Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian opposition activists say intense airstrikes have killed dozens of people in rebel-held areas just hours after a new U.S.-Russian agreement was reached to try and end the violence in Syria. The Aleppo Media Center said 45 people were killed in and around the city of Aleppo. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 30 people were killed in Aleppo province, another 39 killed by airstrikes in neighboring Idlib province. Abu Khalid is a civil defense worker in Idlib. He said the period of Eid is when people get together, buy things for their children. They targeted them. Strike landed in the middle of the market, he said, which caused a high number of deaths and injuries. Earlier, Syrian state media reported the Assad government is ready to abide by a cessation of hostilities, calling for the new agreement. The ceasefire is scheduled to take effect at sundown, and that would be on Monday. South Korea and the United States have begun their search for radioactive materials following North Korea's fifth and largest nuclear test. South Korea says that the North's capabilities are rapidly expanding, echoing concerns from world leaders such as the United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power.
This is more than brazen defiance. North Korea is seeking to perfect its nuclear weapons and their delivery vehicles so they can hold the region and the world hostage under threat of nuclear strike.
The United States is considering more unilateral sanctions against North Korea following the nuclear test. This is VOA News. Top Afghan